In a film, everything would slow down and I'd see my life flash before my eyes. There would be a powerful soundtrack and the whole thing would take minutes. But this isn't the movies. This is real life. My life. And I don't have minutes. I know for sure that in 2 seconds I'll be dead. I feel myself twist and raise my arm, as if that's going to stop the piercing steel from reaching my heart. I close my eyes. It's stupid. It's the wrong move, but it's instinct. I'm terrified. What else can I do? There's a scream, blood curdling, but it's not mine. I open my eyes just in time to see Lyra flying in front of me, rugby tackling my assailant to the floor. I know my attacker all too well. It's Danielle, a Brazilian, and a psycho by any other name. I'm not her first target, and I won't be her last. She has serious mental health issues, and she doesn't mess about when her blood's up. Both women stagger to their feet, and Lyra grabs Danielle around the waist from behind. Lyra's tall, big built. The Brazilian is tiny, small and skinny, but she has a dozen different drugs in her bloodstream, and for that moment, the strength of someone twice her size. Maybe 3 times. And she still has a knife.
Sitting on the low-lying limb of a cottonwood tree, Fern picks at the hole in her white plimsoll and feels the needle of potential tears. Focus now. She runs a finger along the inside curve of the shoe sole where she wrote F-E-R-N with a marker pen 2 years ago when she was 12. Mum used to write her initials inside all of her clothes labels with an orange pen. Once, she asked her dad whether he knew about the magic pens, showing him an ink blot on the back of her Fleetwood Mac t-shirt. Why are you writing on your clothes, you headcase? God damn it, Fern, that t-shirt is a 70s original.